So I'd like to introduce you as a couple to a very crucial concept that enables you to learn to relate in a much calmer, more thoughtful, more aware, with a lot more self-control, a lot more empathy, a lot more caring, a lot more wisdom. Now that sounds quite impossible, but you'll find that it is very possible. It's something that I call centering. So I want to describe what centering is, then I want to do a centering meditation with you. So, centering is a way of using your hands that enables you to feel calmer. Now, what do your hands have to do with feeling calm? Well, it's very simple. You'll notice some people kind of pick at their cuticles and some people bite their nails. And some people, when they get excited, they'll kind of poke at each other into the air. And you'll see how they move their hands in very, very kind of intense ways. Now, there are some people who use their hands in a very different way. If you look at a conductor of a symphony orchestra, he uses his hands, her hands, to lead 70, 80 pieces of an orchestra. Or if you watch somebody who was an Adam Gadol who's davening, you'll find that his hands are usually on the shtender, or he's holding them together by his heart, right? And that's a very different use of your hands. There you're using your hands in a very focused way to create a feeling, whether it's a feeling of music or a feeling of tefillah. Now, the hands are are the most sensitive, tactile appendages of our body. We can use them to play the violin, to paint, to cook, to be a surgeon, to be a dentist, to write. They have this capacity. But when your hands touch together, and I'd like you to let your hands touch together very gently, let your palms touch one on top of the other, and you feel the softness of your palms, right? Because your palms are very soft. So they remind you of a very deep softness within yourself. And we can call that softness the neshama. And you will learn as you practice centering that learning to have your hands touch in a very soft way, very gentle way, gives you an extra second of understanding that you're not reacting right away impulsively, that you have a way of taking in what's happening and giving yourself that extra second to think through what your response is going to be. And this essentially is what centering is. And it's used when you're with other people. It's used with your spouse. It's used with your children. It's used when you walk into a wedding hall. It's used when you walk into your classroom. If you're a teacher or a Beis Medrash, it's used anywhere when you want to find that center of yourself to make you feel calmer and more in control of yourself. I've taught centering to people who have to daven for the Amid, who are very nervous. I've taught centering to people who are getting engaged and they had to be at their vort. And they stayed centered for their entire vort, and they were able to feel calmer. So I want to demonstrate how centering works, and then we can look at the ways you can use it. So we're going to do now, we're going to do a meditation, a centering meditation. Now, you don't have to do the centering meditation more than once. This just gives you a sense of what it's about, just, you know, to repeat it. But without doing it, you won't really feel its potential and impact. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to close your eyes and have your hands touch. You can touch your finger pads to each other, all 10 of them, or you can touch one palm on top of the other, or you can have one hand on top of the other, anywhere where your hands are touching. And as your hands are touching, I would like you to kind of lean back and feel relaxed. And I'd like you to be aware of how soft and gentle your hands feel when they're touching in this way. Because you realize that in the same way your hands are soft, they remind you of a softness inside of you. They remind you of the gentleness of who we all are, the gentleness of that neshama that Hashem places in each of us. Now I'd like you to imagine that you are walking in a meadow, a lush green meadow, and you can feel the warmth of the sun above you, and you can smell the aroma of the summer grass around you, and you can smell the flowers and the buds filling the air. And you can hear the sounds of life all around you and see majestic mountains in the distance. And as you're walking in this meadow, in this lush green meadow, you come across a pond. And the pond's waters are shimmering in the summer sun. And as you get closer, you see how pure and crystal the waters are. You can almost like crystal glass. You can see right to the bottom. And you bend down and touch the waters, and they're so warm and they're so inviting and so pure that you're almost pulled to enter into the waters. And as you enter into the waters, you can feel the warm waters around you, gently swirling around you. Comforting, warm feeling all around you. And I would like you to imagine that you float to the surface of the waters. As you float to the surface, you can feel the warmth of the waters beneath you and the warmth of the sun above you. And as you float between the sun and the waters, you realize that just as you are floating, that there is a gentle neshama floating within you, that Hashem has placed within you, and part of that neshama is in you, and part of that neshama is in the next to the kisi shel kavod in the shemayim, because the neshama that flows within you is eternal, comes directly from Hashem. It's always gentle, it's always soft. It's always loving, it's always smiling. And I'd like you to experience your hands touching once again. and you feel the softness of your hands, and you realize that the softness of your hands reminds you of the softness of your neshama. And I'd like you to imagine that as your hands are touching, you feel a calmness inside of you. And you can now leave the pond and once again return to the meadow and sit under a tree with your hands touching so gently and feeling centered, feeling that neshama within you, calm and comfortable and secure. And now I'd like you to imagine, as you're sitting under a tree, centered with your hands touching so gently, you can see different people in your life. You can see your spouse, you can see maybe your children, people you work with. And you're seeing them and you're centered. And you feel a calmness within yourself. You're not compelled to say anything or do anything. You're just simply centered. And that enables you to feel very calm and very comfortable, no matter what has happened before between you. And this is what I want you to understand, that in any given situation, whether you're with your spouse or your colleagues or your children, you'll find that when you're centered, it's a much easier, more comfortable, more secure feeling within yourself. You feel better about yourself, calmer about yourself, more secure about the situation. And that feeling radiates from you, and others can feel it as well. So this is what I want to teach you about centering. You don't have to do the meditation anymore, but when you get centered and your hands touch, you remember this meditation. It'll always be close to you. And particularly if you have something difficult to say to someone, get centered. If someone is saying difficult things to you, get centered. You'll be in control of yourself. You'll have control of the environment. Because being centered means having a deeper sense of control. And you won't lose yourself. You'll be in control of yourself. And that will be a wonderful, wonderful feeling. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. And that's what I wanted to teach you about centering.